琉球エンドプライムダルマトーク The Inhat Sutra It is written about the sixth practice of the Mahayana Buddhist who are practicing for others to give merit. And the fourth practice is the Shojin, which they translate as practice, and it's not fun to see this interpreted. Actually, the Shojin means purely moving forward. What does this mean, this Shojin? This meaning of the this is the fourth is after the Ninniku, be patient to the humiliation. This meaning, this what to be patient? So many difficulties in the human world to keep the ambition to give merit to others, to practice for that. It is because we human beings are still hasn't spiritually grown yet. Therefore, most of the people are imprinted that to fulfill, to satisfy ego is happiness. But actually, it's not true. To overcome ego and bring the happiness to others is really a way to get a ticket to the happiness life, mentally and also physically. But most of the people are imprinted that to give up the ego means that to give up the happiness also physically. And they think, oh, the spirituality, oh, that's the way of the priest, and giving up all the happiness in the physical happiness in the life. To satisfy ego is a human being's happiness, a normal human being's happiness. They think this way, but this is imprinted by maybe religion and also the society. Just be careful with it. Ego doesn't bring people to the happiness, because you'll be not liked by others if you live for just to fulfill your ego. Also, ego comes from the fear. Anything based on the fear doesn't make the happy consequences, happy result. Happy result comes from the motivation of giving happiness to others, not motivation of protect from the fear. It's written in a sutra that 10 days of the practice in the human world is same value as 1,000 years in the Pure Land, the heaven. Why is that? It's because it's a tough job not to give up the ambition to practice for all beings. So be patient and to keep your ambition. And next practice will be the Shojin, that which means that infinitive development of the spirituality, because the universe is a spirit of infinitive development. Be believe or not, in this human world is structure, as a structure, it's only one or the other. Everything stands based on the opposite of two sides of one coin, or front or back. Therefore, there's only either infinitive development or infinitely going down. This is the other structure of the universe. It is because infinitive development is possible only by overcoming that infinitely going down energy. And also, believe or not, there is the speed of the universe, of the infinitive development. And how to sense this speed? You have to sense that the karma which try to come and try to catch you and pull down, there's also speed of the karma. And there's a way to train, way to sense the speed of karma and the speed of infinitive development. It is a matter of how you focus your mind. Actually, we human beings came to this planet, this human world, is to learn to control your mind. Because if you be able to control your mind, your life, your future, the world is in your hand. But it's so difficult for the human beings to control the mind or emotions. When something tough things come up, happens, easy to be controlled by the feeling, emotions. It's because of the traumatic image from the past. This has two aspects. One aspect is that, as I said, when something negativity happens in your life, you project the past traumatic image to the whatever happens, the situation, and you lose your control of your emotions, and you be trapped into the past image, past karmatic image or traumatic image. Another aspect is that because of this subconsciousness, the karma energy created that situation. Therefore, it is an opportunity to shift your life when something happens. Not to be controlled from the past traumatic image, but control your feeling, control your mind. That's why the Mahayana Buddhist practice is based on the visualization of the Buddha image. To visualize Buddha image has also two aspects. One aspect is by visualizing image of Buddha, it opens up the Buddha nature and awakens the body sensation of the enlightened. Nobody knows why the universe's structure is like this, but it is happens like this. Another aspect is not easy job to keep visualizing the image of Buddha, but by this practice, you are to control the mind, your mind will be trained. Oh yes, there's one more aspect. It is that by visualizing image of Buddha, you will purify the past, the traumatic, the karmatic subconsciousness. Gain freedom. Freedom from the karmatic. And freedom to gain freedom to control your mind, which means gain freedom to control your life, to create your life, to make it brighter, your life, brighter your heart, and brighter the world. Thank you.